SoundingTheAlarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, Sounding the Alarm, November 30th, 2010. This morning as I was waking, I have a very important message with multitude of scriptures to talk about this, and it's so important that we look at what the scripture has to say about this issue. Because right now, out there, outside, in the world, we hear the crash and commotion of everything falling apart at the seams. The economic system, the governing powers, the political systems of this world, the societies, the religious world falling apart. Deceived and self-deceived, lukewarm, not prepared for the coming of the Lord. Many tragic things, people losing their jobs, losing their homes, the cry of these people ascending into the heavens, people that have been ripped off, stolen, had things stolen from them, from those that they trusted, those that they would expect to do the right thing, the government, officials, stealing, businesses stealing. There's an agenda that's taking place, and it's so evil. There's a lot of commotion out there. But something even more important than that, we are to be watching and praying. We're to be studying the scripture because these things are outlined for us that we would know the coming of the Lord. We would know his timing. And as we see these things, we are to be lifting up our head, looking up, for our redemption draws nigh. But there's something very vital we need to be more concerned about than the external things that are happening, and that's the internal thing that's happening. Because the external things, the things that are temporal, are temporary. The things that are not seen are eternal. And God has a purpose that he's doing something that's eternal in you, in me, and that's his calling on you. If you believe on Jesus Christ, that he died for the sins of the world on a cross, according to the scriptures, he was buried. And after 3 days, he was resurrected according to the scripture. And he ascended into the heavens, sits at the right hand of the Father, expecting all his enemies to be made his footstool. We have this hope. We are saved by this hope. But God is a potter. We are the clay. And he's molding us into his image, the image of his dear Son, Jesus Christ. Text I was thinking about this morning was in James chapter 1 about the various trials that we encounter. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith develops endurance. But let endurance have its complete work, that you may be complete and entire, lacking nothing. See? This is a process. God's putting you in a trial for a reason. He has a goal. He's a potter. You're clay. And he's not only making you something that appears from the outside, but it's inward out. When Jesus was here, about a couple thousand years ago, the fullness of time when he came, the likeness of sinful flesh, came to his own people received him not. They were more concerned about establishing their own righteousness by doing the external nitpicky things of the law of Moses, right down to tithing the mint and the anise and the cumin. But they missed the weightier aspects of the law. Righteousness, love and judgment, faith. Jesus made it very clear. You know, they were so concerned about cleansing the cups and the pots and all these traditions of man. And Jesus said, you know, a man's not defiled by that way. He's defiled from what comes out of his heart. Murders, thefts, abominations, fornications. Comes from the heart. We need a new heart. God sees this. And as God changes us from the inside out, it radiates out in our behavior. See, we're righteous by faith. We're his workmanship, created under good works that we should walk in them. Are you going through trials? You shall be. If you're not, count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith develops endurance. But endurance, let it have its complete, thorough work, that you may be complete and entire, lacking nothing. Looking at this scripture reminded me of a scripture in Hosea chapter 7, verse 8, about a tribe in Israel called Ephraim. Listen to this. Ephraim, he has mixed himself among the people. Ephraim is a cake, not turned. This is a very important chapter, and I would encourage you to study it. But here's the thing. God called his people, and still does call his people, to be a peculiar people, a unique, special people that serve the one true God, that their beliefs, their practices are different from the world. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. And the sad part is true, that as what happened to Ephraim, being among the people, they were mixed with the people, and they were like the people. They were like the world. There was no distinction. When God says they were like a cake not turned, they were cooked on one side, but raw dough on the other. This is why this is important, because it totally reflects what God is saying in James chapter 1. Let the trial have its complete work, that you may be complete, lacking nothing. See, God wants you not half-baked. He wants you thoroughly furnished unto good works. You have to yield to the process that God has intended. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove yourselves. Know you not your own selves? How that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate? Is Christ in you? Are you partly in the spirit, partly in the flesh? And ladies and gentlemen, God has not called us to walk in the flesh. We're not debtors to walk in the flesh. But as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. This is why God's still taking you to the cross daily. If any man come unto me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me. Examine yourself. Are you a half-baked dough? Cooked on one side? Colossians 1:27 says, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. That's our goal as ministries. That's the goal of God through the ministries, is to warn people, teach them in wisdom, that we may present every man complete in Christ. God's going to have a glorious people in the end days. But God's judging, all right. He's judging in the earth today, and he's first going to judge his own house, those that profess faith in him. And in a great house, there's many vessels, vessels of gold, vessels of silver, vessels of stone, vessels of wood. The Bible says that we should purge ourselves from these, that we may be a fit vessel unto the Lord. Galatians 4:19 says, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you. Christ be formed in you. God's a potter. You're the clay. God's putting in you in trials, putting you in the oven to change you, to make you thorough, complete in Christ. Not as the world, not a half-baked piece of dough like Ephraim. Colossians 3 verse 4 says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience, in the which you also walked some time when you lived in them. But now you also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man and his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. This is really powerful. Galatians 2:20 says, this is Paul, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Don't be a half-baked lump of dough. You want to yield to the life of Christ, glory in the cross. This is something Apostle Paul said in Galatians 6:14. But God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. This is Jesus in Luke 9:23 and following. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Really concerned, because this is the time to make an assessment of our life. This is what Paul says. Examine yourself. Are you in the faith? Is Christ in you? Are you a half-baked person? Are you just focusing on the external things? Should you not be concerned about the eternal things? People are deceived today. They believe lies. They believe they can walk in the flesh and the sins of the flesh and not have the judgment and wrath of God upon them. That's deception. In Galatians 6:7, it said, be not deceived. God's not mocked, for whoever, in whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If we sow to the flesh, we will reap of the flesh. If we sow to the Spirit, we shall reap of the Spirit life. First Corinthians 6:9 says, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Let me read that again. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. I'm going to pull this text. Will have any inheritance with God and of Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:9 and following. Something that may not be taught in the religious circles that you're in. But the church, the meaning, the biblical term church, comes from the Greek word ekklesia, which means called out. God calls us out. God calls us to follow him. Not to sit in religious settings, religious clubs, which deny him by their deeds, by their works. But we need to be pure, walking with the Lord, worshiping him, and being changed into the self-same image through the Spirit of God. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So examine yourself and allow the process of God to change you from the inside out.